Oh my. I would not play that song for just anybody, but it seems somewhat appropriate for our next guest. You know her from Twitch TV, the nerdy bartender cooking with Stacy. Well, she is an internet phenomenon of the highest order. We're so excited to welcome Stacy Roy to Downtown. Hello, Stacy.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, and great song choice. I was doing a little shoulder shimmy while that was playing.
I was picturing that. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've got a brand new season, season two of The Nerdy Bartender, out and ready to go. For anybody who doesn't know, can you explain the concept behind the show?
Yeah, absolutely. So season two just released. It's on Drink TV. It is free to go watch. And it's a show where I teach people how to make outrageous pop culture themed drinks. So this season, you can expect everything from themes of Star Trek or Indiana Jones, Harry Potter. And I even make drinks on fire and find a way to inhale alcohol.
See, all those things are awesome. That's fabulous. The show is great. I love everything about it. You are so engaging and so much fun. Where did you learn your bartending skills?
I actually learned it in a restaurant that I worked at downtown Vancouver called Uva. And the bartenders there were absolutely amazing. And that's really where I started to develop my passion for creating cocktails.
Well, and what's great about it, too, is the such a high level of interactivity. And you have got an incredibly loyal and hardcore following out there.
I do. I call them my Wabammers, and they're absolutely amazing. I do a few live streams every single week, and I always look forward to it because, yeah, they make my day great.
And you've started your own company, Wabam. Can you talk about a little of that? And is it true that you're operating out of a converted garage?
I used to. Oh. About a year ago, I actually moved to Kelowna where I could have a lot more space and really build my studio. But that is how it starts. I'm sure for most entrepreneurs out there, you got to use the space you got. And yeah, I created Wabam Media because I really wanted to create my own projects and make my own films and movies and TV series. And it just all started taking off when I sold Nerdy Bartender to Drink TV.
You've got Cooking with Stacy as well, and that's an incredibly fun thing to watch. And you have the ability that I think the really talented folks have to somehow connect and make people feel like, well, they're the only one you're talking with. Well, it works so well, and you have no shortage of energy. Is it work to do that? Obviously, you're performing for the camera, but that's got to be genuine. Nobody can manufacture that level of excitement.
I do get asked quite often. They're like, "Where does she get all this energy from?" But I really do think I feed off of the people that are in my chat line. So when I roll those cameras and I go live and I see everyone talking with one another and talking to me in the community, I just get filled with so much energy.
You're on so many different platforms out there. What's your preferred method of communicating with people in terms of social media platforms?
Ooh, I like them all. That's tough. I'd probably say Twitter. Twitter is probably the most engaging. So for me, it's at the Stacy Roy. And yeah, I really love that one. And of course, Twitch too, because that's where I do my cooking shows. And each live stream I do is at least a few hours. So it gives people a chance to really settle in and I get to know them.
All right, can you give us a few highlights of season two, maybe a couple of concoctions that people really want to make sure they don't miss?
Well, I think so far the most popular episode coming out of season two has got to be the Indiana Jones one. I make Cocktail of Doom, and it's actually a boozy dessert that looks like monkey brains. I don't know if you happen to remember that scene from Indiana Jones where there's
the
crazy, outrageous feast. Yeah, but I found a way to make monkey brains taste really good. So, and it's boozy, so it's, yeah, it's absolutely delicious.
You can't go wrong with that. I can't imagine some of the suggestions. What are some of the more memorable suggestions or challenges viewers have thrown your way?
Ooh, okay, well, this is one from a movie. It's called The Red Eye from Cocktail with Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lot of people say, Stacey, you've got to try this. We want to see you make this drink. I tried it. There is a raw egg in that drink. It's something else. It's a hard one to stomach, not going to lie.
And do you have to flip the bottles like Tom Cruise in Cocktail when you do that?
Oh, my God. I attempted to do that while we were filming, and I hit myself in the head with a bottle.
Well, that's not good.
Which was both embarrassing and it hurt.
You're also very active in cosplay, and your fans are active as well. Can you explain how they honor you with StacyCon?
Well, we did StacyCon in Las Vegas in 2018, and we had people from all over North America attend StacyCon, and we did a live nerdy bartender as well for all the people that couldn't join us. And oh, it was absolutely amazing. It was so nice to see all these people come together and that I had never met before, and they had never met one another. And we just got to have a whole weekend of like celebrating and got up to a lot of crazy shenanigans, ordered record amounts of chicken nuggets on the Las Vegas Strip, and it was incredible.
All right, what's the secret to making the perfect drink, one that's fun but tastes great as well?
Ooh, the secret. I think you just really want to like think about what you're creating and just try to pull all the pieces together. So for me, with making nerdy cocktails, I really try to think not just about the ingredients that go in it, but I try to think about the colors, the garnish, and just try to build as much of a story around the drink as I can. And I think when you make a drink for somebody else, they appreciate that and they recognize that if you put that love into a drink.
How are you handling the situation we're all in right now with the coronavirus and quarantines?
Well, I'm super fortunate because I do live stream, so I feel like I get a lot of connection with people, and I'm just trying to do as much as I possibly can for my community because I know it's so hard out there for people. And you know what? What we all need is probably more drinks during this time, so I'm really trying to do my part by teaching the world how to make fun cocktails.
Well, and I think that's so needed. Performers of all kinds that are out there online doing things, it's not only a great escape, but it gives people a sense of community.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel really lucky. Like I said, I call them my Wabammers, and they make it all worth it.
All right. So what else have you got planned? You've got your hands in so many things as a content creator and a producer. What can we look forward to beyond what you've already done?
Well, I think you can look forward to a lot more Cooking with Stacy streams. I'm actually just getting set up right now because we've done 99 cooking competitions on Twitch where people from all over the world make a dish depending on the theme or the ingredient of the week. So I'm going to be trying to do something really special for my 100th episode of that. And I think the next thing, I'm starting to get back into script writing, and I want to make a movie, and I want to be on the Food Network. I've got a lot of big plans.
Well, I'll tell you, based on what I've seen, I don't suspect any of those will exceed your grasp, but you're awfully talented. You're great at what you do, and it's a blast just watching the shows. For anybody who hasn't seen it yet, go to Twitch, go to Drink TV, follow Stacy on Twitter as well, at the Stacy Roy, and check out season 2 of The Nerdy Bartender. You're going to love it, and it's going to leave you wanting more. Stacy, great to talk with you. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stacy Roy with us here on Downtown. And check it out. It's a blast.